What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Oh, here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Over at the FDA, there, Scott Gottlieb is stepping down effective next month, and basically came up saying he was leaving to spend more time with his family, which very often is a cover for something else when went down. And no replacement has been announced yet. But the FDA has not really been doing a good job for the American people. Whether his replacement will be any better, time will solve that mystery. We have been talking a lot about the measles vaccine and how every time a class gets the mandatory vaccination, it's followed by an outbreak. And people couldn't figure out what was going on. But there is a paper that was just published in the Journal of Clinical Microbiology entitled Rapid Identification of Measles Virus Vaccine Genotype by Real-Time PCR. And it's discovered something that the pro-vaxxers don't want you to know. As it turns out, a large number of measles outbreaks are actually reactions to the measles vaccine itself. You get injected with the vaccine, you come down with a measles-like disease. So it is just a huge, huge mess. Now, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons were testifying, or actually issued a statement to a Senate subcommittee, and saying they strongly oppose mandatory vaccination. It should be our right to decide. And this idea of the government coming on in and saying, well, we think you're a hazard to those around you. Again, there have been like 100 people have died from the measles vaccination, and only a few that have died from measles itself. The last one was a lady in Washington State, and she just got the vaccine. So let's talk about human-caused global warming, because we are getting into March, and it's still coming down out there, and it's still getting colder. In fact, I was looking at the long-range temperature forecast for right here on Oahu, and it's going to be cooler by the weekend. So I don't know what's going on, but I'd like a little of that tropical sun to be coming on through right now. So, Corson County, and this is coming out of Kilo Land. Basically, drivers and plows are dealing with the drifting snow. And they've been running into drifting snows as they've gotten behind the wheel. And it was definitely the case Monday night in Corson County. The Corson County Sheriff's Office posted a video on Facebook of Highway 12 west of McIntosh. The drifts were already stretching into the lane, and the wind was whipping the snow across the road here. A new cold blast has moved into the New York area, and temperatures will remain unseasonably cold over the next few days, meaning it's colder than it normally is this time of year, even though it's just March. Over in West Chester County, wet, heavy snow blankets Westchester, and they were showing this photo of a little loader trying to deal with the snow, and the snow is so heavy and so wet, the loader literally upended onto its scoop. So it's very heavy out there. Now, some people are having fun. Up in Canada, gentleman named Clint Mass decided he was going to use this empty field to build the world's largest snow maze. It took 12 workers 3 weeks to build it. They were working in minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit temperatures. And the maze measures at a staggering 2 million square meters. And the Guinness World Records visited Manitoba and said, yeah, this eclipsed the previous record by over 1,000 square feet. And apparently Mass likes to do this. He's been crafting corn mazes on his farm in St. Adolphe for 2 decades. But after a difficult harvest last year, the father of two came up with this unorthodox idea to turn his family's fortunes around. So they got that built. They're in the Guinness Book. And I imagine they're going to get a little tourism traffic, because who wouldn't want to see the world's largest snow maze? I remember when we first moved here to Oahu. And up in the middle of the island is the Dole Plantation, where they're growing some of the pineapples. And, of course, there's a little tourist souvenir store, little diner you can get things. And in the middle of all of it was a maze, a garden maze. And when we first showed here, if you could get to the center of the maze and back out, there was a little ticket you would get at the center of the maze, you would win a prize. Well, with the advent of Google Earth, of course, the prizes went away, but the maze is still there. Let's talk a little bit about computers here after we do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. There is a new piece of malware out there. It's called Triton, and the code is designed to disable safety systems on places like refineries, nuclear reactors. It was first discovered in the Middle East, but apparently the hackers behind it are targeting companies in North America and other parts of the world as well. And this stuff is very nasty. It basically attacks these digital automated controllers. And part of the problem is that industrial plants are going through their Internet of Things transition, where everything is being hooked to everything else. And, of course, that creates more vulnerabilities for the hackers. But this is the first time that they've seen malware that is actually designed to kill and injure people. And what one wonders what it's going to be used for. Is it going to be used for extortion? Or is it a military weapon being developed and tested around the world? It is a bit of a mess. All right, Edison Research is saying that all the bad press about Facebook seems to be catching up to the company. New numbers from Edison Research show an estimated 15 million fewer users in the United States compared with 2017. The biggest drop was in that very desirable 12 to 34-year-old demographic, which has the most disposable income and the most energy to go on out and buy things. Marketplace Tech got a first look at Edison's latest social media research. It revealed almost 80% of people in the U.S. are posting, tweeting, or snapping, but fewer are going to Facebook. I haven't used Facebook since last year. Okay, here's a story for those of you who are concerned about your hair color. This is from Natural News. Apparently, there is new evidence that hair dyes increase the chance of women having breast cancer. This is from Finland. And for her doctoral dissertation, researcher Sanna Häkkinen, of the University of Helsinki and the Finnish Cancer Registry examined self-reported information from 8,000 Finnish women with breast cancer and a further 20,000 controls. Häkkinen observed a 23% increase in breast cancer risk for those who dyed their hair on a regular basis. So, all righty. Well, I could use some phone calls because I have actually run out of the talking points today here. And let's see what somebody is sending to me. Oh, this is the guy who was on TWA 800. Okay. Message has been disinfected. But have you gotten sick and tired of all the scammers that are just out there? That was a scam call I got when I was on the air. And it really is annoying. And one of the problems that we're having right now is there is so much junk email, spoofing, and nobody's doing anything about it. So they're starting to modify the email systems with something called DMARC. And there's two other little systems that go with it. And the idea is you have to add these special records to your DNS record so that mail servers who are equipped for this system are more easily able to spot spoofed email addresses. But it means that your actual reply to address and your from address have to be the same, or you get tagged and thrown on out. And it's just making it harder and harder for ordinary people to do their work. And that's what Claire was dealing with earlier today. Because apparently one of the Yahoo mail service providers is misconfigured. Remember I said earlier in the show, I'm getting this strange error message, and I did a web search on it, and they said, yeah, bogus MX records. So, okay, let's go on back here, see if we've got anything to talk about. Alrighty. Apparently, Alex Trebek just tweeted out he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. You probably remember him, game show host. I think, if I recall correctly, he was even in Roger and Me by Michael Moore here. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is saying illegal immigration is spiraling out of control, warns it will get even worse. He's saying this is not a manufactured crisis. This is truly an emergency. And apparently ICE is now giving pregnancy tests to all girls over 9 years old. There are now 200 cases of mumps in the Texas Detention Center. This is a bad policy. And it's being driven, first of all, by the globalist and by the Democrats, who are just absolutely wanting to crowd as many illegal immigrant voters into this country by 2020 as they can. Nobody's playing by the rules anymore. All right, over in Japan, the narrative regarding the HPV vaccine is coming apart because apparently their version of the shot causes long-term pain. But the pharmaceutical corporation is saying, oh, it's just psychosomatic. It's in their head. There's really nothing there. We had that article, I think it was just yesterday, where people getting the HPV shot are showing rising rates of infertility. Oh, thank goodness we have ourselves a caller on the line. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh's on my mind. Today
okay.
was pretty interesting. He was telling his audience that Donald Trump can stop immigration anytime he wants through Title VIII. And it's like his whole audience was like shocked.
Well, Rush is right. Rush is absolutely right.
2 years into this, it's been 2 years into this, and people like, you know, that listen to RBN or whatever, you know, we all know that. But I mean, here's this sophisticated business owned audience. You know, like two or three people called in and they were like, what the hell do we vote for? You know, anyways. So I just wanted to call in to let you know that I think he's going to stir up. I think he's stirring up trouble. You know, very coming into the back door, because his audience is going to think this is going to be discussed. You know, why is Trump, you know, sitting around when he could stop immigration anytime he wants? And then he's telling everybody we need more people from other parts of the world. We need merited immigration.
So, yeah.
And Russia's been talking about stopping.
Yeah.
Russia's been talking about stopping immigration. That's what he's been talking about, that we need to stop all immigration. We'll see how far he goes with it.
I absolutely agree.
I mean, the people coming across the border don't hold a candle to the people from China or India or Haiti or the Balkans. I mean, the bulk of the immigration right now for the last number of years is coming from Asia and India and other parts of the world. The Mexicans are already here, people. You know, there's not a whole lot of room left for the Mexicans. You know, there's enough people here, but they want the higher level of cheap labor coming from India for the computer industry. The Chinese, when they get here, they work two jobs, buy a house, and they rent it back to you. Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. My concern is that Donald Trump may not be doing his homework as president, and that he may actually be believing what he's seeing on TV or what he's being told by his advisors in terms of, you know, legal immigration. He may actually believe that we only have 3% unemployment. That's absolutely not true. The Bureau of Labor Statistics basically shuts, takes the people who've been out of work for months, if not years, and puts them in a separate category. So that 3% number they come up with, that's just the people who lost their jobs in the last 2 weeks. And it's a very deceptive number because even CNN reported there are almost 100 million chronically unemployed American citizens, and we should be working on finding jobs for them, not bringing in these H-1B visas to load up these high-tech corporations. And again, yes, these people are willing to work for less than Americans, although I imagine after being out of work for a year, most Americans would accept any kind of a decent salary. The other part, of course, is the failure of our education system, because the kids who are coming out of our high schools and even college, they are far behind these kids who are educated in these other countries like China and Asia. All right, we have more callers on the line. Chris in Cleveland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I heard the FBI topic come up a little earlier. I just called briefly to see what you knew about the origin of the FBI.
Well, originally, as I understand it, it was just an investigative agency. And when J. Edgar Hoover took it on over, he immediately started enlarging its influence and its power until finally he was able to turn it into its own separate law enforcement agency. But they weren't law enforcement to begin with. They were just investigators. Their job was to help the local police.
Like at the very beginning in like the late 1910, I think, when that was.
Yes.
When it was an investigation. But then I think it was, years ago, I remember looking up the history of this on their website, which, you know, I don't think they totally got into the what it was converted into, but I think effectually, I think the Pinkertons had something to do with it back in the old days.
Yes.
Familiar with them at all, but I think somewhere in the 20s, this is like Anslinger and all those crazy guys, I think somehow it got converted to being essentially the cover for the bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, and that's their primary mission.
I don't think it's their primary mission. I mean, the reason there was an FBI to begin with, those were back in the days when criminals were driving very fast cars and they could go over a county or a state line, and the police had to stop chasing them. So there was a need for an investigative body that had jurisdiction over the entire country, and that was the justification for the FBI. I don't think the FBI's primary job is protecting the Federal Reserve, although obviously if a crime got committed there or there was some kind of a threat, I'm sure that they would show up. Mostly the FBI is about keeping watch on dissident groups, suppressing freedom of speech. And again, if you go back and you read the history of COINTELPRO, you'll see some of the things they did. The Black Panther coloring book, the staged hippie riot at Disneyland. This is the sort of things that the FBI has been doing. And it's all right about perception management and, you know, giving the news media what the news media needs to trick you into going along with whatever the current government's agenda happens to be. So these days, of course, they run pretty much rampant over the entire country. And they're a modern day Gestapo. Anyway, listen, Chris, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Patrick in California. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. How you doing? Enjoy the show all the time.
Thank you.
I got advice for you on email. You could switch to Proton Mail or Unseen.is, which is in Iceland. You got Switzerland or Iceland. It's your choice. And I've used both of them. The one in Iceland, the service went down, the servers. But the one in Switzerland, we haven't had any problems. So feel free to use ProtonMail.com.
I was looking at ProtonMail. Like. Here's a question. My wife uses Outlook for her email, and she's got a lot of data in there, contacts, tasks, the calendar, everything. And so can you access ProtonMail through either POP or SMTP, or is it only through a web interface?
You can use you and your wife or whoever, and whoever it is. You guys can use the same Proton Mail, and it could be encrypted. And then if you want more data, you just donate, and you just get more data. It's pretty awesome.
Okay,
highly recommend it.
Well, I was looking at proton mail myself, but, you know, I think the point I was trying to make is that as our nation deteriorates, and it is clearly deteriorating, companies are cutting corners. They're not being as careful with what they're doing. And we're starting to feel it down here at the consumer level with products that don't work right out of the box, with, you know, computer problems that are just out of control, bad software, bad hardware. And it does feel like we're in a decline. And I'm one of those old-fashioned people that, you know, when I was growing up, you'd go and you'd buy something and you'd use it. And if it broke, it was easy to repair, which is necessary when you're growing up in farming country. But these days, it just seems like corporate greed has reached a point where these CEOs really aren't concerned. They figure they can buy their way out of trouble with a good public relations campaign or, you know, good lawyers. Or as in the case with both the computer and the vaccine industries, they can get the government to protect them legally from any kind of product liability. And we do need to bring it back. We need to bring back product liability. Anyway, Patrick, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
Thank you. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. And I know you go down someplace like a Best Buy or something, and you'll pick something up. I remember I was getting desperate, and I actually went to Best Buy to look at a new laptop. And this machine I picked up, I'm not going to name the brand, but you could already see where the case was starting to pry apart. And I pointed it out to the salesperson and said, this is really shoddy product. And they said, well, don't worry about it. You know, you get a warranty. Like, that makes it all better. I don't want a warranty. I want reliability. Because if I have to bring these things in on the warranty, especially over and over and over again, that's time out of my day. It's time that whatever this isn't doing what it's supposed to do. And I remember when there was a time where the United States was admired and looked up to for building quality products that lasted forever. And everybody around the world wanted them. And it's not that way any longer, unfortunately. Anyway, apparently iPhone sales are falling. And apparently Apple is now positioning its booming digital services business as its new profit empire. And apparently this has led to a backlash against the rich commissions Apple earns from all purchases and subscriptions made via iPhone. And it could actually undercut the App Store, which generates about a third of the company's services revenue. Now, last year, Netflix rebelled against Apple's fees, which can range from 15% to 30%. That's a hefty shot. Analysts fear other companies may follow, and attorneys representing consumers in a pending Supreme Court case charge Apple is an unfair monopolist in the market for iPhone apps, and an adverse decision in that case could open a legal door that might eventually force Apple to cut its generous commissions and, of course, open the door to other companies to produce iPhone apps. Now, you can get alternative iPhone apps now if you jailbreak your phone, but that can lead to all kinds of security issues. When I first got my first iPhone, I jailbroke it immediately, and I could telnet into it and prowl through the file system, but I'm a little past that kind of thing right now. I haven't even had time to play with my Raspberry Pi, my little Linux box here. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to talk a little bit about some space stuff. I'm a big fan of astronomy. I built my first telescope in junior high. And, of course, we have pretty good skies out here in Hawaii, along with one of the world's finest observatories. And they're still going back and forth over the 30-meter telescope. And I hope they go ahead and build it up there. And I certainly plan on visiting it if the volcano isn't yapping all over everything. Up on Mars, the InSight rover has had to have its mole taken offline. And it was an ambitious project. It's designed to dig up to 16 feet into the ground. And it's been working since February 28th. But apparently, controllers finally realized it wasn't actually making any progress. And subsequent analysis suggested the mole, which is just 16 inches in length, has scarcely got out of the tube, which was guiding its descent into the planet's surface. And they're saying it got maybe a depth of between 7 and 20 inches after 4,000 hammer blows. Now, the issue here is, just looking at the photos of the surface, you can see there's a lot of rocks. and they got past one rock. Now they think they've hit another one. So they're going to shut the mole down and try and assess what they can do. They're under some serious constraints. That lander can't move. It's not... I don't think it's really able to relocate the drill. Okay, that's interesting. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jim in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Fine.
You know, I see this every day in the paper, Alexandria Cortez, and it's like even a lot of sites I used to like, it seems like they obsess over this woman. I mean, she's just a freshman congresswoman. She has limited power.
Yes.
I think it's, I find a lot of the alt-right sites, they're wasting their time. If they want to worry, they should be worried about these neocons around Trump, like Mike Pence, John Bolton, Pompeo. These people are dangerous, but it seems like the old right, they just obsess over this woman, Cortez. I don't know why.
Well, she was supposed to be the rising darling of the Democratic Party, and she certainly has presence. She obviously represents a certain group of people and an agenda who are going to be promoting her in order to promote their own interests. But I think she may be self-destructing and going down in flames over this dark money scandal, along with the fact that some of the things that she's come up with, like the Green New Deal, it sounds really good on a TV interview, but it is ultimately unworkable.
Oh, yes, yes. That won't get passed. But I would just ignore her. I mean, I don't think she's got any real power, and the same with Omar, the congresswoman, or they're really going after her.
Yeah, they are, and she's standing firm, and I think that's a good thing for her to do. I have a much higher regard for Ilhan Omar than I do for Alexandria occasionally has a cortex.
Well, I think she's almost like a lightning rod.
She's the Democratic version of Sarah Palin.
Yes, yes, that's a very good analogy. But again, I'd be more worried about Pence, Bolton, all those characters. That's all I wanted to say. Have a great show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. we're getting this image that Trump is easy to manipulate. We had that article earlier today, where Bolton apparently is just ramrodding his idea of a foreign policy past Trump. And we don't know, you know, what Pence is doing or what Elliot Abrams are doing. But it's very obvious that the government has decided the only way out of the economic mess they're in is a really decent war. And unfortunately, I think they're going to lose it. Anyway, we're talking about the InSight lander, and I had to do a little check there online because I thought it was a lander. It sets down, it can't move. But over at the Express, they described it as a rover, but it isn't. They didn't check their facts on that. So they're not going to be able to relocate that mole anywhere. And again, looking at all the rocks that are visible in that image of the surface, you know there's going to be rock down there. And I think maybe whoever engineered the mole may have gone a different way. I know they want to get down to 16 feet into the ground. I think they should have gone with a scoop like we had on Viking. And I forget how long that was when it was fully extended, but assuming the sides of the trench didn't cave on in, you could dig down really deep with that. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Dave in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Mike. This is Dave. And basically, I was just calling up to add to your conversation regarding cybercrime. And
yes.
Basically, I'm a technology consultant, and I've been in this field for years. and I worked in software, thin clients, and also setting up all types of networks. And we've actually, through Kaspersky, traced back some of these malwares, viruses, trojans, and viruses of that nature, and they actually come back to websites and generated from government agencies like CIA and stuff of that nature. And we've also found that a lot of corporations that support these types of virus controls have also been traced back to them. So in a way, they're kind of feeding the kitty to make us pay for a self-defense that is caused by them.
Well, it's a protection racket. You know, you got a nice computer there. Be terrible if something bad happened to it. So you got to buy our protection. You got to buy our protection. Protection racket.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, though, if our own agencies are doing this at our federal government layer, the thing is, you know, what is the cause and the basic root? Yeah, is to buy more product that basically on zero day, it does no good. So it's defeated right there, and then all the engineers are scrambling to find a cure.
Yes. I heard somewhere that a zero-day exploit sells on the dark web for as much as $250,000 now.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah.
Because anybody that could do it, the quickest analysis, all the engineers try to feed off of it and try to find the patch. So I totally agree with that.
Yep.
So
it is a jungle out there.
Oh, yes, it is. And you know what? We're part of the prey, and that's the problem. So I just wanted to throw my two cents into the cybercrime thing that you were speaking of earlier. Sorry to change your subject, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. And, yeah, I mean, ever since home computers came around, well, even before that, you know, people were just playing on the net, on the Unix machines, just seeing if they could get them to do bad things. And yes, they can. And now, of course, it's big business. We're not dealing with, you know, a bunch of kids in their parents' basement with a script generator. We're dealing with well-organized and well-funded criminal enterprises. Okay, getting on back to space. NASA had a little bit of good news. Actually, this was back in December, but I didn't report it back then. NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft arrived at the asteroid Bennu, and amazingly enough, they have discovered water. When they ran the thermal emissions spectrometer, it revealed the presence of water molecules, which contained oxygen and hydrogen atoms bonded together, known as hydroxyls. So they're starting to find a lot more water out there than they thought. Meanwhile, New Horizons apparently is now heading toward yet another Kuiper Belt object and is basically going to be, again, making more history out there. NASA is continuing to talk about a colony on the moon, and they're basing it on two bombshell discoveries. One is the fact that of the ice inside the moon's darkest craters, meaning there is a supply of water there that they can live on. And the other discovery apparently is the ion engine, which it's not as thunderous and impressive as the F1s, but apparently can get you to the moon a lot quicker. All right, we're going to take another phone call. This is Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'd like to bring up one series, and I'm just going to touch on it. The series called Europa, The Last Battle. I encourage everybody to look it up on YouTube. If you haven't watched it yourself, Michael, it's incredibly revealing about communism, Bolshevism, Zionism, whatever you want to call it. They're all the same, basically. I encourage people to watch it. If you had to buy it, it's like $150 if you bought the DVD series. But it's free on YouTube. It's 10 parts, and it's over 10 hours, but it's very well worth watching and actually studying it. I'm on my second turn of watching it. So there's another one that I just discovered, and I'm not into watching movies for necessarily for entertainment. I like to watch true-to-life stuff. This is
yes.
a Russian production, and it's on Netflix, and it's called Trotsky. Okay? And I didn't really know. I know Trotsky was... you know, elemental and in the stir there with communism, but I didn't know very many details. Well, this series brings out some details, and it also brings up Lenin and then Koba, who is Stalin. And I'm telling you, when you watch it, there's a lot of people going along with this stuff, right, and following these guys. And then they start finding out that these guys are, you know, they don't care about anybody but themselves, and they don't care about life. And you have to wonder, though, I started wondering, I said, well, did anybody surrounding these guys just think that, they're crazy, they're maniacs, they're evil, and just somebody ought to just, you know, they need to take them out. But they, for some reason, people hesitated to take these guys out. I mean, they're just, I mean, evil. They're just evil. And so my sense of it, what's going on in our nation is the destruction of distinctions, the destruction of principles, the destruction of what's good. And so they have us distracted. They have us dissenting with each other. They have us confused, distracted. Frustrated, they keep us in a ever present moment of fear, and we got to stop buying into it because they don't want us to think. They don't want us to think and feel what's real and what's good. They want to destroy distinctions of good, and
yep.
Little by little, they're accomplishing it. And anybody that goes along with it, they better wake up. Really, I mean. You know, they're maniacs. They're evil maniacs. They're not about life. They're not about respecting life. They're just evil. That's it. So that's my sense of it. But anyway, this two series, Europa, The Last Battle, is incredibly revealing about what's been developing over the last 100 years plus in the terms of communism, Bolshevism, and all this. And it also reveals some distinctions about Hitler, about what National Socialism was supposed to be about. What he defined it to be, and anyway, it's just very revealing, and I think people ought to, you know, take the time to learn some real facts of history, because we've been lied to so long.
Oh yes,
and it's very upsetting. We've been lied to so long. How do we know real from not real? You know, we weren't there. We weren't there in history. And they're glad that the older folks are dying off, because then that we don't have any reference to real history, and they can rewrite our history and then totally lie to us. And these young people coming up, they have no reference to real history, you see. And so then they're being propagandized into and conditioned to from the young age to believe in stuff that isn't real and isn't valid, doesn't last.
Yep.
And yeah, so anyway, I'll leave it at that. So thank you, Michael, for being there.
All right, Mark, thanks an awful lot there. History is written by the victors. It's basically a big joke they play on the vanquished, and everybody else sits around too scared to laugh. If you go and you study history deeply, we're talking college level, you find out that what you were taught in elementary school, grade school, was really a load of nonsense. I remember learning one time the story about George Washington and the cherry tree, where he's standing there with an axe in his hand saying, well, I cannot tell a lie. That was actually a campaign propaganda. The actual incident never happened. They just made it up. It's more political campaigning. And again, political power attracting people who shouldn't have it. There are dark sides to many of the founding fathers. And as Layla was saying, the few morally honest presidents we've had all seem to be shot at. And again, I think this country's in serious, serious trouble. We're looking at an economic crash. We're looking at these wars spinning out of control. And what really bothers me is I'm not seeing any indication of a sense of caution or concern about the war agenda. Everybody in Washington, D.C. is still thriving on that we've never lost a war mindset, that we will prevail, victory or death, except that we never won in Korea and we never won in Vietnam. And we're getting kicked out of Syria. We're getting ready to leave Afghanistan. We're going to claim that we won in Afghanistan, but we didn't. All right, got to take another break for a commercial. Back with the last segment of our show today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our show today. Boy, I'm really tired by the time we get to the end of this thing. And a few stories here to finish up. Speaking of proton mail, which we had a caller call on into it, apparently there is a recent variant of the Guaranteed Decrypt ransomware, and it's been found that it pretends to be from the security team for Proton Technologies, which is the company behind Proton Mail and Proton VPN. And the ransomware family was found by ransomware researcher Michael Gillespie in October of last year. And while it has never achieved a large-scale distribution like other ransomware, it has seen a steady trickle of victims since it has been released. So it is a jungle out there. And I'm going to share with you some common sense things. Don't do your banking over your electronic device. The only time we will have our electronic device talk to the bank, it's a desktop computer, to see what the current balance is, what checks have come in. We don't have it configured to transfer any money. You got to start taking back your life from the cyber criminals and understand your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, they are being used against you. And you have to sort of develop this foxhole mentality of saying, is the benefit of making my data available on this machine, does it outweigh the risk? Most times you're probably going to say, no, it really doesn't here. Interesting little story. Apparently, scientists switched off a gene in the roundworm and discovered that the lifespan of the roundworm doubled. So already, I'm sure the money junkies are out there saying, oh, snip my gene. Apparently, heart patients taking statins face a higher risk of type 2 diabetes as study adds further fuel to scientific row over the cholesterol-busting drugs. And statins brought to market, approved for use, marketed like crazy, turned out to not be as good as they were supposed to be. And now we're finding out they give you a higher risk of type 2 diabetes. My youngest brother was on statins. He'd suffered a stroke, and the doctor said, we're going to put you on statins. And the problem with statins, it doesn't dissolve the cholesterol from your blood vessels slowly. It can, in many cases, cause a big chunk to fall off and get into some place it shouldn't be. And that appears to be what happened with my youngest brother. And anyway, so this week we're seeing more cooling around the planet. We're seeing these climate extremes, mostly in the cold. They've had some hot days down in Australia. But it's not your fault. That's the big lie, is that somehow you are to blame and you must atone for it with carbon taxes and obedience to a global authority. It's just another scam like so many other scams that we've seen. Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas. Who knows what they'll come up with for Maduro. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. And please make a point of donating to Republic Broadcasting. They really, really, really need your help. And for that matter, so does whatreallyhappened.com. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.